Now back to the election campaign trail and the UKIP manifesto launch. Joining me now from Kent is one of the party's MEPs, Tim Aker. Tim, it's good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon.
Hi there. You claim that yours is the only party to be tackling immigration properly, and you're establishing a cap of 50,000 on skilled workers in your manifesto, but at the same time you'd set up a migration control commission to look into the whole issue. Will this commission be independent?
Absolutely. What we're looking at is that we can't control our borders while we're in the European Union. And the first thing we want to do is have UKIP MPs and National Commons to put the party's feet to the fire and say that we need a full, fair and free referendum on our membership of the European Union this year, not in 2017, but this year, so we can settle the issue once and for all. And hopefully when we're out of the European Union, we can set up an Australian point-style system to make sure that we have full control of our borders.
Okay, so if this commission actually came back and said the country can handle a higher number of immigrants, 100,000 say, for sake of argument, that would be fine, would it?
If. What we're looking at is going back to normality.
It's independent.
Please let me finish and answer your question. If. What we've looked at is that for much of the 20th century, net immigration to this country was between 20 and 50,000 a year. What we had was the Blair and Brown aberration, and, well, the Cameron aberration as well. I seldom can't tell the difference between the reds and the blues on this. We've had net immigration run at the hundreds of thousands, when people have said to go down to the tens of thousands. Look, we want to get back to normality on immigration and make sure that we get the best immigration from the world, but that it fits Britain, that people come in and they contribute, that they have health insurance, that they can come and contribute. That is the immigration we want, and that is immigration time after time after time that the British people want. And you know what? With UKIP MPs in the House of Commons, we'll get that.
Okay, your deputy chairman this morning suggested that there may be the possibility of allowing unskilled labourers into the UK, even if UKIP was in government, because farmers might be needed to pick fruit and so on and so forth. Are you worried that that's the kind of rhetoric that might turn off some of your core supporters?
Do you know, that's what happened exactly before we opened up our borders, before Blair and Brown got in. We had seasonal workers when net immigration was in the tens of thousands. Isn't that great to get net immigration back to the tens of thousands? That's what the British people want.
But your party leadership saying that could happen
again. The only game in town for that is the UK Independence Party. We want to get immigration back under control when your viewers can actually decide at the ballot box what immigration system they want.
But your own party says that could happen again.
A very clear choice. You've got the reds and the blues that are two sides of the same coin, two sides of the same coin that love our membership of the European Union, that love net immigration in the hundreds of thousands, or they can go for UKIP, where we want net immigration down to the tens of thousands, where we actually want the British people themselves, the people watching this now, to be in control. You know, I know democracy is an issue that the other parties don't want to talk about, and maybe it will never catch on. But you know what, UKIP are the only ones talking about it, putting it on the agenda, and letting the British people decide. So go and decide on May 7th. Put your cross by UKIP, and we can change politics in this country forever.
All right, Tim. Thanks very much indeed. Tim Akers there, the UKIP MEP. Many thanks.